time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Rains game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Schilt.
Yeah, in control. You know, in control of what he's doing, and assertive and convicted. Just a lot of positive adages. You know, 60 strikes, 88 pitches, and a lot of quality strikes. Just, like I say, in control and hitting the spots and in, out. Kept it down. Slider good. A couple curveballs were good. Did a really nice job. Yeah, I mean, 88 pitches, we're 8-0 game. You know, he's got some more baseball to pitch. We're going on 4 consecutive, 5 days rest.
How
Yeah, it's important. He's good. It's important. All our starters are good. But, you know, clearly you'll want to have, several guys, and Jack's been one of them, that, you go out and you feel like, hey, let's go. And he's in control of what he's doing, and he clearly is doing that. So it's been big for us. It really has.
Marcel's been a consistent hitter, but sometimes with his power turns on, he really goes in strong spurts. Are you starting to see that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dangerous hitter every time he takes an at bat. And I love the fact he's driving the ball to all fields. He's driving it to right, drove it to, left center, with the base loaded there. And, obviously hit a missile out of the ballpark. So he's in a good place and seeing the ball well and taking what the game's giving. He's a big, strong guy. Doesn't have to do much. He's had to put a good swing on it, and he's putting good swings on it. Yeah, Johnny's just getting a feel for it. I mean, he's typically pitching a little bit higher leverage situations, the way the, rest and the way the bullpen worked out, an opportunity for him to get some work. And just wasn't able to control counts, wasn't able to get ahead. But gutted it out, brought it home. Thought Brevy and Webb were really sharp.
Peter made 3 runs out of the
ball,
about 35 feet.
Yeah, doesn't take anything for granted, puts pressure on people, and did a nice job of getting over there, and Jack did a nice job of getting him in.
Jack fly off the bat, that ball's pretty shallow and not hit very high. It seemed like, it's probably not surprising you given his speed, but how many guys can score on that play?
We're going to be aggressive there. We're going to push. Good decision by Pop. He's one of the fastest guys in the league, so. Obviously had the opportunity to score, took advantage of it, and I think some other guys could maybe score on that ball. I know we'd take a shot at it. Yeah, anything that I have a chance to wear that has St. Louis Cardinals on it, I love it. So, yeah, I mean, you can put me in anything that's got a Cardinal on it, I'm all in.
Did anybody's accessories stand out to you?
I don't really focus on the accessories. But how about you?
I like Colby's bag.
Yeah, I thought the bats were cool.
That's a shoe the girls did. Those are cool.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't know that part. So.
Got his
he did. It's Players Weekend.
Jack Flaherty with another solid outing. You've got 9 of those in a row. But instead of focusing game first, let's kind of talk about Players Weekend and what you guys, a number of you, decided to do with Tyler Skaggs to honor his memory and what it meant to you tonight, to go out and do that first and foremost, because I know it was special for you.
Yeah. To be able to put Love You, Ty on the back of the jersey was, they give us the option to kind of put whatever we want. And it was kind of a last-minute thing, but we reached out and we were able to get it done, and it was really nice to be able to have that and, find a way to honor him, especially seeing what the Angels did when they all wore 45 and they all had Skaggs on the back and being able to do something like that. So it was nice to be able to have that kind of moment. And I was going out there before the first inning. It took a little bit longer because it was, I always write his initials and then 45 out there, so it was just... It was a little bit more before the first, but it was nice to have that.
Jack, related to this stretch you're on, I'm going to throw you the lazy reporter question, and that's going to be, what's going well? Why this stretch? month of August and even extending back before that. What's going well for you?
I just say execution more than anything. You know, he felt like the whole year it was being one pitch away or getting into a situation and just not executing or, you know, letting, you know, not, you know, the ball just kept rolling. It kept snowballing, whole snowball effect, you know, just one thing after another and just finding a way to bear down and execute pitches, whether there's nobody on or whether you got runner on third, nobody out, and just mentally focusing better.
One of the big differences is you kept the ball in the ballpark, and at one point this year that was a struggle. And you even said to us, hey, the ball's flying. I mean, you could tell. What's been the difference, too, keeping the ball in the park? What's allowed you to make that adjustment? Because that's been huge, obviously.
I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. It's more so with guys on base. I mean, you know, like, you look at a guy like, I mean, there's a prime example. You look at Verlander, and he's given up maybe the most home runs in the league, but it feels like all of them have been with nobody on. And if you're able to keep the ball in the yard with runners on base, it you know, that's kind of a big deal. So it's executing with runners on base.
Can you appreciate this role you're on right now, or is you're too much in the moment, too much season left?
Nah, you reflect once the season's over with. At this point, it's just on to the next one, going out watching Dakota tomorrow and, you know, getting my stuff right in order to be ready again in 5 days.
Continued success. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two nights in a row, going deep. Can you describe the home run tonight?
Yes, kind of getting better, kind of working on my routine every day, and kind of get success, getting my pitch to here, and that's what I get.
Just impressed with you driving the ball basically anywhere in the field. Are you seeing that from yourself too? Are you feeling with that?
I feel a little bit more better. My hand doesn't pain a little too much. Just kind of getting better in my song and get my pitch to here and swing it back.
We saw the return of the big green sleeve today. Is it exciting to bring that back for the weekend, bring the power back?
Yeah, for me, I'm excited. You know, it's a long time I didn't wear it. Today it was my first day, and I feel like before I realized that it's like super tedious, you know.
You got two more days,
then
we're gonna take advantage of it.
Yeah, maybe so many homers come. We never know.
How much are you gonna guys enjoy watching what Jack's doing on the mound? Night after night, he's giving you solid outings. What are you guys? How much fun is to watch what he's doing?
It is fun watching him. You know, he's a young player, and he always have a good outing. So, every time, all the players doesn't have the same feeling. And when you got the feeling, you have to continue and do it in every outing.